6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, July 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm so glad you stayed with us through the break, because we've got Idaho gubernatorial candidate Ammon Bundy on the phone. And I know that, you know, Ammon Bundy has been, in his past, the subject of much controversy. But you know what? Federal persecution, you know, it comes with a price. And if you're going to take a stand, no better entity to take a stand against than people that are violating your civil liberties and are doing nothing but imposing tyranny on we the people. His website is votebundy.com. Votebundy.com. Ammon Bundy, welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, no, we appreciate you, sir, and everything that you're doing. So the thing is, you served a 2-year mission in Minnesota, of all places, teaching people about Jesus Christ. So obviously, you know, you've taken a stand based on God. We interviewed Congresswoman Myra Flores. That was one of her first tenets when she got into this game and was elected in a special election in Texas District 34, that God was first, her family was second, and the country was third, which is where it should be. However, you know, your past, obviously, it looks like motivated you to do what you're doing right now. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. When I was nearly 20 years old, I was almost 20 years old, I went to Minnesota on a Christian mission for the Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, and I did the best I can to teach as many people as I could in Minnesota about Jesus Christ, and made a difference there. And then 20 years after that, I found myself in federal prison for standing for people, standing for my dad, standing for the Hammond family. Never thought that my life would go that direction, but I'm very happy it has, in the sense that I believe that I've done what the Lord wants me to do, and I'm going to continue to do that. And the people of this country in a precarious situation, if we don't stand and start doing something about it, actually standing, then we will lose it. And with that said, I'm actually, you know, as things progress or degress, I should say, I've become more and more popular, and it's starting to show here in Idaho, and we're going to do the best we can at taking the state back and getting it on the right track.
What's wrong with the state of Idaho now? I mean, everybody was moving there. I mean, that was the state to be in. Joel Skousen, who wrote Strategic Relocation, ranked Idaho as 5 stars, which now, the last time I saw him, he said, nope, I've had to knock the star off because of the rhinos that are serving. I mean, this is the real problem with the state right now, right? Explain exactly what the hell is going on and what you're going to try to do to fix it.
Well, so just to lay some groundwork, during the COVID garbage, our governor issued a stay-at-home order, just like many governors did. And we were the first state to arrest pastors for having church outside. They refused to have mass. They decided, well, we're going to have church outside. And they were arrested here in Idaho, 3 of them. We also arrested a mother for taking her children to the park. The state police arrested and raided people for not locking down their businesses and shutting their business when the governor said they were non-essential. And so these are the things that were happening in Idaho, and we started pushing back. And really what the problem is even though Idaho has voted Republican 100% for the last 30 years, Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate, we haven't been putting forth the righteous platform. We're not the most conservative state. We should be. We haven't put forth an ended abortion here. We haven't minimized the spending of the state and taxes. We have some of the highest taxes in the country. We haven't made it so that our education system and our policing systems have become very dependent on the state or the federal government for their funding and agreeing to their curriculums, federal curriculums. These are things that have been going on in Idaho, and it kind of all come to a point in 2020 and 2021, and the people of Idaho are conservative, and they're God-fearing, good people, but their leadership has been terrible. So we're starting to see kind of a take-back of our government and our the parties and just a conservative effort here in Idaho.
Well, seeing the thing is, Idaho has always been the subject of federal overreach. I just have two words, Randy Weaver. All I got to do is think of Randy Weaver,
right.
What happened at Ruby Ridge, what happened to his wife and kid. And I know, you know, about federal overreach, about the fact that this got this nefarious reputation for white supremacists and skinheads and demonization. I mean, the federal government is really good at that when it wants to paint a very nasty picture of people that are trying to do the right thing. And, I mean, this is the thing. Randy Weaver, like so many of us out here that are looking at what's going on in the federal government right now, just want to be left alone. And it just seems like the federal government, that's not their mission.
No, you're exactly right. And they are, you know, they're using political warfare on the patriots of Idaho. Good people that just want to be left alone, just want to live their life. You know, just they're good neighbors, but they want to come in and demonize them. They want to isolate them so that they can destroy them. And they've done it before here in Idaho and other places as well. And they're trying to do that again. They're trying to say this movement, you know, that is statewide in the cities and the rural areas all over. They're trying to say that somehow we are domestic terrorists. And you name it, whatever they want to label Lynch, they'll use it. And it's not necessarily a campaign inside of Idaho. They're trying to get the people outside of Idaho to believe that that's who we are. And the purpose is so they can use force and destroy us. And we're just not going to let it happen. And there's enough people that are becoming aware and awake that they're going to have a very difficult time running with that narrative.
I would think, just given the fact that, you know, you have the history that you have. People know you're a rabble-rouser and you're a patriot, and they know you're going to stand up for their rights. And, you know, when I look at stuff like this, I'm just wondering how much money is coming in from the outside to fuel the Rhinos campaign against you in the state. Do you have any idea?
Oh, well, we know, you know, he's going to probably outspend me at least 5-1. The majority of that money is not coming from the people of Idaho. It's coming from, you know, outside sources, however they want to, you know, record it. And it's not the people. It's not a grassroots effort or support. It's more of a special interest and certainly a, you know, federally influenced effort as well. And there's some pretty significant things that are going on here that the federal government has influenced in the state of Idaho.
Such as?
Well, such as the governor is, for the first time in at least 38 years, he's claiming a surplus. And he's claiming that that surplus came in the years of 2020 and 2021. Well, you and I both know that, you know, most of our businesses were locked down or shut down. People were not working. The schools weren't open and all that. So he's claiming that Idaho created a surplus because of his good management. And the reality is he's received over $18.7 billion from the federal government through COVID relief funds. They went directly to the office of the governor. And now he's using that money to distribute it and to buy votes, such as claiming there's a surplus and giving people $100 here and $100 there as tax returns. There's not a surplus. It's federal money that he received because he put the state in emergency lockdown.
So you are exposing this. What are your people at your rallies telling you?
Well, when I go through this, because I have a pretty good presentation where I make it, or there's no question, I'm using his own documents and giving very clear evidence of what Governor Little has done. And their jaws drop. And I'm filling rooms and people are getting aware of what's happening. It's very clear. This is a, you know, highly influenced federal takeover of our state. And it starts at the top when it comes to the state government, and that is Governor Little here in Idaho.
Now, you pinned the tail on the donkey, obviously, and you've identified all of these rhinos, and part of the platform that you're standing on basically counters everything that they stand for. I would assume that they haven't stood up for anything that they said they were going to do when they took office.
Yeah, we have, you know, the Republican platform here in Idaho, the GOP, is actually a good platform. You know, I would agree with 98% of it. I believe it's a righteous platform, but they have not put it forth. And so the people of Idaho now have to ask the question, well, who's more conservative? Who's going to put forth this righteous platform? Is it going to be the Republican nominee, which is the governor, or is it going to be an independent candidate? And in fact, what happened at the GOP convention just a few weeks ago, the people of Idaho kicked the establishment chairman out, I mean, with a unanimous vote, and put a good friend of mine in, Dorothy Moon. And that just shows what's happening in here in Idaho. And, you know, people are seeing what is happening, and we have been very loud, been showing our, you know, our message with evidence so that people can believe it and not just think that I'm saying it. And it is having an impact.
Well, the speaking of impact, the pushback, obviously through the media, how much of the media, I would say, and you can call them out individually if they're getting testy, and how many of them are being used, or how many of these outlets are being used to demonize you and your past?
Oh, it's, I mean, if you Google my name, I did it the other day. I Googled my name and I'm like, man, who is this guy? I don't really like this guy. I mean, he looks like a terrible, you know, terrible person.
And, oh my.
You know, pretty much every mainstream media outlet, whether it's national or local here statewide, has demonized me in some way or another. I will say there's quite a few, you know, really good independent sources that have done a good job to counter that. And of course, we have to spread the message ourselves. That's what we're doing. But I get no love at all from any, you know, mainstream media, if you will, corporate media, in Idaho or nationally.
Sure. Well, I would tell you what, I remember when I was in Seattle and Portland, and I was up there with former Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan, and the two of us were speaking on the foreclosure issues that were going on at the time prior to Washington State Supreme Court releasing the decision in Bain versus Metropolitan Mortgage. And I actually was included in an amicus brief that was submitted to the Washington State Supreme Court in making their decision. And at that particular time, when I was in there with Mark Dan, we were sitting in Tukwila, outside Seattle, in a packed house full of concerned Washington homeowners. And here is a guy that basically got booted out of office in the midst of a sex scandal. And as soon as he walked in the room, he laid all the cards out on the table, told everybody, yeah, I left office in the middle of a sex scandal, but look where we are now. And I mean, literally got a standing ovation. So, you know, the thing is sometimes this works to your credit. If it's any kind of inspiration at all, when I saw the show notes and saw who was going to be on the program that I've gone, oh, right on. This is so good. Now we get to talk to somebody who's been on the firing line, who's been criticized by the federal government, who's been persecuted by the federal government, and now he's standing up. By the way, your VoteBundy.com website looks really, really good. I like it.
Yeah, I have a really great team. You know, I just do. I have a great team. I have great people that have surrounded me. We're making, you know, waves here. And we've whittled this down to, we're down to Governor Little and myself in this campaign. And that's what it's boiled down to. Everybody else has been weeded out, that we're already through the primaries. And we're down to, you know, Brad Little and Ammon Bundy.
That is wonderful. Now, the circumstances are, knowing what you know about him, You're not participating in this mudslinging, are you?
Well, all I am doing is laying out the facts and showing people what happened, what are the facts, and all the rest of it I'm just ignoring. You know, there's just some crazy things that are going on right now. They're using the law. I mean, what I mean by the, the courts, they've even sued my campaign. Anyway, it's very interesting thing that are happening. And it just shows that they are, terrified that the people are going to support me. And, I hope that we have enough time to convince those that we need to convince to come my way. But good things are happening.
Now, why would they sue your campaign?
So, let me just lay this out, because I say that but I have to give you a little bit of background. So, Diego Rodriguez, who actually is, my marketing, guy, and he's also became a friend of mine at the beginning of 2020 and all through 2021, there was no more two vocal voices in Idaho than Diego Rodriguez and Ammon Bundy's voice. And what we were doing is calling out this corruption, especially the flow of money coming from the federal government, and why Governor Little locked us down and all those. And we were being very vocal, and we rallied people all across the state. And we got people to not comply, and we informed them of the facts and what was happening. We informed them of the different suspension of parental rights and children's quarantine centers and all the things that just were terrible things that were happening in Idaho and in close states around us. Well, why this is significant is because the flow of money coming from the federal government, as I said, is coming from FEMA funds, mostly going directly to Governor Little's office. He bypassed the legislature and it's going directly to Governor Little's office. And then Governor Little, with him and his committee that he put together, that actually says in his documents that serve at his pleasure, they're deciding where these funds go. And St. Luke's Hospital is the recipient, the number one private sector recipient of this federal money coming from Governor Little's office. So they receive more money than any other private organization in Idaho. Now, Diego's grandson, his name is Cyrus Anderson. He was a little baby, 10 months old. He gets dehydrated, and he's having some problems because they put him on solids. He goes to St. Luke's Hospital. I'm talking about, this is a loving, beautiful family, mother, father. I mean, they take him to the hospital, and next thing you know, CPS takes the baby.
Right. We've had Diego Rodriguez on the show talking all about that. So my listeners are very, very much aware of it. And I know that St. Luke's Hospital is suing Diego Rodriguez, trying to shut him up. And they've since moved to Florida.
Yeah. So I am part of that lawsuit, and they sued my campaign. But it's very clear what they're doing. So it's very clear, and it's very clear where it's coming from. And, they're protecting themselves, from us. They're trying to protect themselves from us speaking out about this flow of money coming from the governor's office, the relationship they have with the governor, the amount of money that they receive from the government through the governor's office, and many, many of these connections that we've been talking about for the last year and a half. So anyway, that lays out a little bit of that lawsuit that I'm actually being sued. And my campaign is being sued as well.
Amazing. Just because you state the facts and you're trying to bring all this out. See, here's the thing. And I know that what Diego told us was that basically this is a tit for tat. How much money have you got? I got more money than you do. I'm going to use that money to pay for my attorneys to sue you and keep you, quiet while I go about the business of trying to get myself reelected. I think people are going to, if they're smart these days, and I know they are, especially with Democrats and independents looking at what's going on, is the economy, the gas prices and the grocery prices and everything up in Idaho, it's the same everywhere else, isn't it? Same as everywhere else.
Yeah, we're pushing, over $5 in most places. diesel's pushing $6. You know, groceries have increased by, groceries have increased by, twenty to twenty-five percent. It's insane. You know, they say inflation has, gone over 9%, but that's just not accurate. I mean, you can't buy groceries for, it's more than 20% in the increase, cars, homes, everything. So in Idaho, at least, inflation is much more than 9%. That's what the federal government is claiming, which is terrible.
Sure.
9% is terrible. But, we've got to be pushing, 20, 21, 22% here in Idaho.
Okay. And so now the thing that, of course, is on the minds of everybody, with the couple of minutes that we have left here, is come November, when all of this goes down and people go to the polls, you think that they're going to try to engineer another lockdown and close the polls and just leave it open to like mail-in voting and trying to pull the same stunt again to stay in power? Do you envision something like that possibly happening?
Well, I think they're going to continue to watch and test and poll, and then they'll do anything. Within their, their justification to do anything. Lockdown, there might be, I think they'll continue to try to use the courts and the force of law. Who knows? They might even arrest me. It's not past them to do that type of stuff.
Well, we hope that doesn't happen. And of course, the website is votebundy.com for those of you who want to donate. You really believe in the cause. And Ammon Bundy, since you're one of two candidates on the slate, we wish you the best. Godspeed. God bless you and all the work you're doing, and for a positive outcome for your campaign.
Well, thank you. Good talking to you. Let's do it again sometime.
For sure. Well, we'll have to bring you back on if you get elected governor, so I can call you governor when you come back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you,
sir. God bless you. All right, 28 minutes after the hour right now, we're going to take a short break. Come back on the Power Hour with more news information and your phone calls after this.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, July 27, 2022. It's hump day. 10% off Strauss Naturals, by the way, at the Power Mall this week. Well, we've had Cheryl Chumley on the program talking about her new book, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, followed by Ammon Bundy, who's running for governor in the state of Idaho. Wouldn't that be interesting if he actually got elected overwhelmingly and got to kick Brad Little out with all of this nepotism and all this other garbage that we heard about from Diego Rodriguez and whatnot? That's the first I heard that the campaign was being sued as well. Diego didn't bring up Ammon Bundy, really. But the thing is, yeah, he's got a history, but everything serves its purpose, as you well know. 844-769-2944 is the number to call for those of you who want to chime in on anything we talked about on the show so far today or anything on your mind that you want to bring up that might have a solution to it. That's important. You know, we're talking about various issues of the day. A video that was used to charge a January 6th defendant, according to his attorney, exonerates him on the charge of assaulting police. This is a former sheriff's deputy, Ronald Colton McAbee, 28, of Tennessee. And, of course, he was accused of assaulting a cop, Capitol Police officer, and his attorney says the video shows that didn't happen. So, gee, I mean, he tried to save a dying Roseanne Boylan, 34, of Kennesaw, Georgia, who Capitol Police officer Lila Morris was seen beating with a stick when she was already unconscious. Lila Morris is black. Roseanne Boylan was white. But there was nothing black and white about what happened on the steps of the Capitol. And we already know that the D.C. judges up there are very slanted. The Democrats are going to use this to try to take out Trump. They're running around in circles with this committee that's not even a legitimate committee. To me, none of them deserve to be reelected because they're wasting taxpayer dollars putting on the shift show. Moving along to the economy. Ron DeSantis is questioning China's purchases of American homes, especially in his state. He made the remark after the news surfaced in a National Association of Realtors report China's the biggest investor in the U.S., gobbling up $6.1 billion worth of homes and land last year. Kind of scary. I mean, it's only a dent, but the fact of the matter is it's a huge problem. And you can read about that in the story we're going to give you in the email blast. Meanwhile, as you know, from Orwellian days, the book 1984 clearly goes on to discuss changing the language, changing the definition. And Senator Ron Johnson has come out slamming the Biden administration for trying to change the definition of recession, as it appears the United States could enter one this year. And of course, Johnson was on Business Fox Network's Mornings with Maria. Maria Bartiromo, as you know, is a member of Council on Foreign Relations. Yeah, did you know that? Look it up. I got the chart right here. This is how we know. You can reclassify anything you want, but, you know, when you start ending up like Canada and Ireland, and they start telling people you need to cull your cattle herd and you need to, you know, burn your crops, we'll pay you or subsidize you not to grow, we're going to burn your poultry plant down. Oh, it was an accident. It was an arson. My, my, my. And they wonder why they think we're going to go along with them changing the definitions of something we know to be true. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Oh, just fine today. I hope you are too, everybody.
I'm doing great.
Listening. When we talked yesterday, I mentioned again about the fix being in on voting everywhere, and especially Florida, that your reply to me was that Bowser, you know, Bowser in D.C. was going to make a difference down in Florida, and I just can't see that happening because she can't bus enough people down there. And really, they're not being that many distributed to D.C., in my estimation, to make a difference in Florida. And I think Florida has a voter ID requirement. Am I correct about that?
They do.
Okay. Yeah. And then next, I want to bring up the idea about the new coming pandemic coming. And man, is that ripe for humor. The monkeypox, of course. And yep. This won't be like COVID, because you can see people that are infected, they're going to be blistered up. The information on that is they're going to be blistered up, and you're going to be able to see it. So,
we have to assume, Kevin, what they said was it was mostly a gay disease. I mean, it's the same thing out of the AIDS playbook. And so, you know, but this time they've got blisters and scabs and all sorts and pustules with oozing, with pus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're going to know who they are, and you're going to stay damn near well away from them. And so, you know, we cannot obviously buy into this crap.
Well, and then what are they going to do with Biden? They're going to have these makeup artists, you know, for all these, you know, like you're saying, sympathetic, you know, crap going on. And so this is sitting on his, you know, upside down face right now. And I just know it's ripe for humor, and you ought to be right on, you know, the guy to get some out of that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if Biden comes down with monkeypox, I'm going to say, where'd you get that from, having shower sex with your daughter?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Is that a makeup job? Did you get Nancy Pelosi's makeup artist to put those monkeypox pustules on your face, Joe? Yeah, I can see them. I mean, they're already, I mean, Fallon and everybody else is already poking fun at Biden. You know, the party is deserting him. And the thing is the party doesn't really have a replacement. And for people to think that Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton or Pete Buttigieg, you know, Mr. Blade, that just got off of breastfeeding, according to Tucker Carlson, is going to make a good candidate in the Democratic Party, not going to happen.
Well, I just had to bring that up today, and thank you. It's real good information, Jay. I love the guest you had on already. Just fabulously good. Thank you,
well,
Dave,
I appreciate
very much.
That, Kevin. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Keith in Oklahoma, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. It's nice to talk to you, Dave, and I just want to say I appreciate you carrying on the legacy of the Power Hour. I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you, sir.
I really like what you're doing. You know, but I hate to kind of disagree with, I've heard you say a couple of times the past few days, you know, that Trump was deceived or, you know, conned and lied to. You know, I think that's kind of wishful thinking. You know, because I voted for Trump. I supported him.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
I supported him. What? I just don't see how that can be.
I get it. I get it totally. I understand exactly what you're thinking. And the beauty of it is we can have this conversation. You know, part of the problem
that,
you know, and this is why, and I get it. You voted for him. You're one of those 80 plus million people out there that feel like you were disenfranchised because the vote was stolen. And see, and the courts won't let us prove it. They won't let us come to court. I get it. And the thing is that Trump had the power way back when. God love him. He's a CEO. This country needed to be run like a business. Trump did that. But when Trump put his faith in people who out and out now have admitted they lied to him, and he gets on camera and says, I took the booster, it's like, sir, judgment call here. You know, this is your ego talking.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop tweeting. Stop telling people. Stop. Media's using it against you.
Yes.
I mean, Keith, we were all for him.
Right.
Everybody was all for him.
I know. That's right. I was, too. Like I say, I fully support him. I feel so, and I'm the one that feels duped in my two now. Especially like when I see him, like when he was up on the White House lawn being a sales representative for Abbott, you know, telling, you know, that they're doing the testing and then calling himself the father of the vaccine. And, you know, and I don't see how, you know, that's being, you know, I think he was part of the plan from the beginning to get people like me on board with the hoax that was being put in place. You know,
that is entirely possible. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dave, I just wanted to bring that up. And I love what you do.
I'm
glad you're sharing on with the show. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Call back. I really appreciate what Keith just had to say here, because we don't know that Trump wasn't part of the bigger plan. Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. And one simple question you can answer. And if you have an answer, you can call me right now. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You'll get right in. If you can answer this, did Trump drain the swamp? I'm going to do my little Andy Rooney voice now. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think he did drain the swamp. He could have. He could have, with a stroke of a pen, cleaned out all the bureaucratic nonsense. He didn't do it. I mean, look at what Biden's doing right now with these executive fiats. He's acting like a monarch, which he's not. So it's a real problem. Half the stuff he's doing is unconstitutional. We already know that. And so, Keith, valid point, what you said. We don't know that Trump wasn't part of this, but you know, we know that the economy was in a hell of a lot better shape when Trump was in office and things were moving forward. And the plan was, look, we're going to work through the electric this, the electric that, the solar this, the solar that, the lithium battery this, the lithium battery that. We know we're going to work through all this. Over time, we will be less reliant on fossil fuels. Now I'm saying less reliant, not just canning it. As soon as Biden got into office, 44 executive orders got issued. What did he do? He canned the Keystone Pipeline, put 20,000 people out of work, and put us into a supply chain crisis. And he can't blame Putin for that. Even the Treasury Secretary said the same thing. What Biden did caused this problem long before Putin invaded Ukraine. We all know that. I'm like preaching to the choir right now. And the thing is, when you look at the way that the World Economic Forum is structuring everything, every single politician and world leader that you look at, you have to basically weigh in your mind whether they're part of the problem or part of the solution. And if they're part of the solution, you vote them back in. If they're part of the problem, you vote them out. You get involved in the community, you make a difference. If you sit on your butt and do nothing, it's like I joined Texan. People should know that. I don't mind coming out and telling you, I would love to see the Lone Star State secede from the United States and become its own country. I have offered the people at Texas the opportunity to come on here and give us updated news. Why? Because it's educational to start with. Because they've been accused of everything. Seriously. Daniel Miller actually sued somebody in court for defamation of character and won and cleaned this guy's clocks for cash. He told me this himself. I got skin on the wall. I said, believe it. So the thing is they can call you treasoner. They can say this isn't going to work. Here's the thing. It was all about states' rights. You can say slavery all you want as far as what caused the Civil War. But 13 states seceded from the Union, starting with South Carolina in April 1861. History repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it, saith George Santayana. And now that we know that we have people like former Google CEO Eric Schmidt comparing AI to nuclear weapons, calling for a deterrence regime similar to the mutually assured destruction that keeps the world's most powerful countries from destroying each other, I don't think he quite took into consideration about electromagnetic pulse. He's thinking nuclear explosion. He's thinking about detente. That's bunk. All it takes is one warhead over Kansas, 270 miles up in the atmosphere. We are all in the dark ages. And then when you combine that with the fact that a member of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is warning bioweapons are being made that use a target's DNA to kill that person. And so when you know this, all they have to do is get a medical profile, which they're accessing now, thanks to all of this AI that's out there. And now they can target a biological weapon that will kill that person or take them off the battlefield, make them inoperable. And all you had to do is take the jab. And if they're not dead, they'll be left to face the 20 million man army coming at us from China. And China's the one that's gathering up all the DNA information and using this with the help of the United States government. They have sold us out, folks. All of them have. Except for the 50, I can count on, you know, both hands five times. Tom in Michigan, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Doing good. Did I say something that got your goat?
One of your callers was talking about something I've been thinking about.
What's that?
He said about Trump. We really don't know where he is. If they're all in on it together or what. But, you know, it kind of, I guess everybody else has probably made this extrapolation that, all the Republicans, they're saying, oh, we got all this oil, we could supply the whole world. We don't know that that's not a scam either. I don't know if I trust this fracking stuff so much in the first place. These oil companies, I don't know that they've ever been, mankind's best friend. They're talking about now this tech, and they're talking about tracing everything where you go. And I saw one of these vehicles going down the street, taking notes on everything. So they can have their self-driving cars. It occurred to me, I was watching a black and white Western, and he had a whole bunch of guys there. They're riding hell-bent for leather through rugged country. And them horses, they're self-driving. Why not? I think we should just go back to horses, don't you?
The horse and buggy, there you go, Tom. Hey, we could be like the Amish. And, here's the thing, Tom. I went to Pennsylvania Dutch country, and I went to the Stoltzfus farm. And every time I went through there, and I've been through there multiple times, I've seen how the Mennonites grow food in a community effort. I've seen how the Amish live without electricity. I've seen the horse and buggies with the slow-moving vehicle sign on the back. I've seen how they make root beer, how they garden, how they grow veggies, how they harvest crops. I mean, literally a horse-drawn plow. I've seen this with my own two eyes, and I'm like, you know, and I would say this to the Amish people. You guys have this figured out. If all hell breaks loose and we all end up without electricity, it's not going to faze you because you're mentally prepared for this. And they looked at me dead in the eye and smiled.
Yeah. Well, have a good day, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Tom. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, so see, the lines are open. We have these conversations for a reason. Because we're all about solutions. That's why yesterday we put out, and if you missed the email blast, you still can go try to retrieve it. You can write in to support@thepowerhour.com and get a copy of the email blast if you missed it. Because there is a list on there of all the manual kitchen appliances you need in case the juice goes out so that you can continue to cook. Now, why are we doing it? Because we're all about solutions. That's why. But we have people out there. Speaking of cooking, the Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy's Food Compass, unveiled in late 2021, is another great reset tool designed to discourage consumption of animal foods by falsely rating them as unhealthy and encouraging consumption of ultra-processed foods by giving them high nutritional ratings. And what do you think they're talking about? Frosted mini-wheats, French fries, Lucky Charms, Honey Nut Cheerios, raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange, chocolate-covered almonds and almond M&Ms. And they rate the whole egg fried in butter, cheddar cheese, and ground beef as foods you should avoid. Based on this tool, you'll be healthier if you replace whole egg, cheddar cheese, and ground beef with candy. But wait, there's more. Now they want to do lab-grown and plant or fungi-based meats and clean green protein alternatives such as cricket meal and mealworms. Yummy! It's the audacity! The audacity! I remember my English teacher wrote up all those city words, sagacity, audacity. You remember that? He used to call it Sagacity, Audacity. Just to see if we could catch him on it. Darlene, how are you doing?
Just fine. I'm just calling in on that Chinese organ donation thing.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're doing the same thing here, except you might sign a donor card or your loved one might sign you over after you're supposedly brain dead. There's no such thing as brain dead. They brainwashed us on that. And you need to have the guy from LifeGuardianFoundation.org because they're slicing these people up alive with no anesthesia. I mean, you can't get more Babylonian sacrifice than that.
Well, yeah, Darlene, give me the website again. I'm going to have our producers look this up.
LifeGuardianFoundation.org. I heard this guy in 2015, and I thought I knew stuff, boy, and it just blew me away.
Oh, well, we got to have him on the show. That'd be a great idea.
I appreciate your
input on that.
And if he's still alive. And the other thing is on Trump, if you go to Codex Magica, text Marge's book, there's two pages of Trump's secret society hand signals in there, and shortly after he made the election and won, he was in the paper, a one-incher on the front page, making one of those funny hand signals.
Uh-oh.
And I've seen
DeSantis. Yeah, you got to wonder about that.
In the Epic Times.
Yeah, so, I mean, Keith in Oklahoma, you know, pretty much nailed that on the head when he called up and, you know, see the thing. I can't give, you know, everything that Trump did looks on the surface to be legit.
Absolutely.
Except when it came to cleaning the deep state, he didn't do it. He was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do it.
I agree 100% on that.
All right. Well, we agree. We definitely agree on that. I appreciate you, Darlene. Thank you so much for
calling up. Be safe. Bye.
You too. All right. Now, believe it or not, we've got some health stories with the couple minutes we have left. Here's one. We were talking about bugs and mealworms and all that stuff. The Novavax injections include insect baculovirus proteins plus DNA. What is it designed to do? Produce spike proteins. Please don't get the Novavax vaccine. They're marketing it as a more traditional vaccine since it wasn't made from mRNA. But guess what? With all the garbage that's in it right now, all these extracts, no. Not a good thing, folks. Do your research. That's all I can say. Forever Chemicals, we have an article on that, on the PFASs. increased 71% risk of developing high blood pressure in women. And, of course, we have an article on quitting smoking starts in the brain. You know what's really interesting? We were talking about smoking and how people who smoked didn't get COVID. Imagine that. It's because the receptors were being shut off with the nicotine. Remember that conversation we had on there? And we got a story about that, about mindfulness training. Also, AOC's Green New Deal soulmate, Senator Edward Markey, calls for a ban on drilling and declaration of climate emergency. You know, see, they're not going to give up until they think they can control the election. They already have lost, in my book. I know the only way that they can get anywhere in November is if they cheat. And this is what we have to worry about. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a how to secure your water supply for emergencies. I have a PDF of that. If we didn't print the whole thing out, talks about the Blue Barrel rainwater catchment system. You need to really look into this because we don't know what's going to happen. Always good to be prepared. A lot of stuff under COVID as well. But we're out of time, of course. And we also found out Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow is still alive after his wife mistakenly believed he died. Gee, Beeb. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow for Thursday's broadcast. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.